This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Arab League is holding an emergency meeting to discuss Turkey's invasion of northern Syria. Saturday's meeting in Cairo came as the Turkish offensive against Syrian Kurdish fighters enters its fourth day. Egypt called the emergency meeting to discuss what it called Turkey's blatant aggression against Syria's sovereignty. Turkey says it aims to push back Syrian Kurdish forces, which it considers terrorists. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
In Turkey, President Erdogan says he told President Trump and others, if you're going to stop this, stop it. But they haven't stopped it, so they will take matters into their own hands. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the U.S. is disappointed in Turkey moving in after U.S. forces moved out of northern Syria.
To be clear, we are not abandoning our Kurdish partner forces, and U.S. troops remain with them in other parts of Syria.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says there could be powerful new U.S. sanctions against Turkey.
There are no sanctions at this time, but this will be the broadest executive authorities delegated to us.
Mnuchin says if Turkey goes too far, the U.S. will shut down its economy. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States and China have agreed to the first phase of a trade deal that would end a trade war that has been going on for months. In announcing the deal, President Trump said the U.S. relationship with China has never been better.
I think they're great. I think the relationship in certain ways may be better than it's ever been. We've been through a very tough negotiation. There's never been a negotiation like this.
The deal averts a 5% increase on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods set to go into effect next Tuesday. The trade war has taken an economic toll on both countries. For more on this story or any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, this is VOA News.